this is James Madug speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and you're listening to secret number 33 in the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me. Now, I'm ranting about traffic, and I still rant about traffic because you've probably heard me say before, the two things that you need are traffic and conversion, and traffic tends to be the one that people have a lot of trouble with. And I want to talk today about one of the most interesting sort of misuses of a potential traffic goldmine that people don't understand. And what am I talking about? E-zines. I'm talking about e-zine advertising. Now, let me give you an example. One of the things that I have made a habit of doing is not buying something called a solo ad in an e-zine. And a solo ad in an e-zine is when you pay for the right to send out a standalone advertisement in someone else's newsletter. And a lot of times what people would try and do, and in most cases, if you take a look at most of the e-zines that you get into your inbox, what happens in them? You'll find some kind of email that says, visit this page to come and buy my product or service. Or it'll have a long email and they'll say, click here for a fantastic offer. And in fact, those are advertisements, and generally a solo ad or an e-zine ad, and whether it's paid for or not doesn't matter, if you get the subscribers to your list. And what do most people do with it? They try and go for the quick buck. They try and go for the quick hit, and they try and sell something. And I'm going to suggest that that's one of the worst things you can do in someone else's newsletter. Here's my suggestion. What you should be doing is giving something away. That's right. Give something away. Now, what you should be giving away is something that's of value to that subscriber list that you want to add to your subscriber list. Think about it. If you have a mailing that goes out to 10,000 people and you're really, really lucky because you get 1% or 2% that actually click through from that email that's sent to someone else's list, and then those 2% end up visiting your web page or sales page where you're hoping to sell something, and you only convert another 1%, what have you got out of it? Yeah, a couple sales. Let's say you have $100 or $200 or $500, but you've now lost that opportunity to capture all 10,000 email addresses. Because if you have the email addresses, can you send them to that sales page after the fact? Of course you can. So here's the strategy. If you're going to use, or you have the opportunity to get in front of someone else's newsletter, give something away. A mini course, an ebook, a special report, an audio file, a free teleclass, a free webcast, a free boardcast, free secrets. All the person has to do is what? You got it. They've got to click and say, yes, send me this with their email address. Just set it up so that all they have to do is click on the link that will send an email to you that you can capture and then return the information to them. Now, the most powerful way is probably a mini course, a 5 or 3 or 7 or 9, but a series of information around a specific topic that you can send to someone using your email autoresponder system after the fact. This is just such a huge opportunity because if you give away something for free, and I use that term meaning that you give or make an offer of some valuable information, product or service in exchange for the email address, you have now earned the right to start a conversation with them, to start a relationship with them, for them to get to know you. It's not a quick hit. Here, buy my stuff because I need the money today. This is a long-term business relationship you want to have with these people. You've got to earn it. You've got to work for it. They want to know who you are. They want to know what you're about. Over time, with email and your products and services, you can open that door so that they get the level of trust and comfort that they need with you. So what's the lesson here? Anytime that you have the opportunity to be in front of someone else's email list, it's your opportunity to capture the traffic, not try and convert the traffic into a customer. You want to capture the traffic into an opt-in subscriber to your email list. You don't want to capture them as a customer right away. Now, can you capture them, as a customer right away? Sure you can. All I'm suggesting is that if you capture 400 email addresses or 22 sales, which is worth more in the long run? It's the email address, because if you do things right, they've already said, yes, I'm interested in whatever particular offer you were making in that information, that education that I'm looking for. I'm interested in that. But if you capture 400 of them or 600 of them out of the 10,000 and you capture those email addresses, think how many times you'll now have the opportunity to introduce them to the other products and services that you have. This is James Maduke speaking. We'll see you again next time.